What's going on, y'all? This is Joel with the Gentleman's Delegation. We are back another week. Thank you guys, as always, for the support. This is the Love Languages Numero Dos. It's number two. Bilingual up in this beast. If you guys have not listened to part one, before you jump into this one, I would strongly suggest you guys go back to the beginning of the conversation from the pod from last week. Thank you guys, as always, for all the support you guys have given. Also, if you haven't already, go ahead and hop on that Instagram or our Facebook. Go ahead and jump in the conversation with us to let us know what your love language is. Or did you think that's what it was going to be? Did it surprise you? Or any other conversations we have running on there. And I hope you guys enjoy this conversation as well.
The next one that we're going to talk about is acts of service. That's going to be the next category.
Is that anybody's number one?
That is my number one. That's me okay. And Rhea's number one.
Okay, so we start with you.
Cool. Just breaking it down towards the book, when it was saying acts of service, is just finding yourself to be helpful for the other person. And I know personally how that really affects me, and I'll talk about it later. But it's just really focusing on how they can be of service, how they can help take the load off the other person, whether it be chores, whether it be errands, whether it be stuff like whether hobbies or anything like that. So I kind of felt like I agree that this is mine, but the book was really good. And this is one of the first couples that was interviewed that they was talking about that actually had the same. They had the same love language. But it was interesting, even though they had the same love language, they still had a hard time speaking it. So it was just interesting how the husband had the same view of his life being married like his parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, homekeeper, took care of the house. Dad didn't do anything with the house. But the Mr. Chapman, that's his name, right? Yeah, Chapman.
Chapman.
Yeah, he was talking about Dr. Chapman.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
My bad, Dr. Chapman. So, Dr. C. But he was saying, like, what did you do when you was dating, when you're courting? So they was young, high school sweethearts. I would help her with her homework. I would help her do stuff so she could spend more time with me. So after they had family dinner, he would wash the dishes, and he went to church with them on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the same thing that he was expected to do when they got married, but he stopped. So he felt like after they got married, he didn't have to do all those different things, but she was still looking for that. And since it wasn't happening, she felt unloved.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't really doing the things that he wanted her to do as far as acts of service. So they both felt unloved, even though they spoke the same love language. So that was very interesting about acts of service to me from the book.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got any?
Real quick, so let me ask you this, because because I'm like, I know I've been on it all day.
That's
yeah.
go-to
so,
phrase.
Yeah, he's like, hey,
just real quick.
I know we had an outline of how we was going to do the podcast.
I mean, yeah,
and then,
yeah. I should have told you.
I'm going to ask a question every time.
Yep. I'm pretty much, this is going to be the rest of the podcast. So that acts of service is the your love language that you like to receive, but what is your primary that you give out?
Acts of service.
It is still acts of service.
I feel like everybody give the one that's they receive love first, because that's how they perceive love.
Mm-hmm.
Is through the love language that they want to see. That's what makes it difficult for other people. When you get in a couple, this person receives love through this, so they show love through this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the imbalance in the love tank goes. Gotcha. And how it happens. So, I'm an acts of service person. I'm a quality time person. Those are my top two. And just how, show them is just a little bit different.
Twinsies.
But, it's just, I did my twinsie dance.
look like you had Tourette's.
Thank you. I didn't do it with
you.
Him.
Why didn't nobody record that? Who was that?
I have the camera. So that's how I feel about acts of service. Anybody else have any points with acts of service?
Acts of service was number one on mine.
Okay.
What do I feel about acts of service? So, okay, here's why I like acts of service, because, I've been thinking about this for the past few days.
Uh-huh.
So for me, I'm a person that, can be very like, I'll just try to do everything.
Okay.
You know, like, I'll try to take the responsibility for everything. I'm a problem solver. Like, I'm always, you know, just trying to do everything and be everything for everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm naturally dispositioned that way. And I almost have to talk myself out of being that for everybody. Yeah. Like, I have to talk myself out of that. I'm like, Dre, you don't have to. That's not your responsibility. So when someone makes it their business to take on something that I feel like is my responsibility,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it means a lot to me. Because it's like a relief.
Yeah.
Like a physical relief. Like if Donald, like, you know, washes dishes. If I come home and I'm anticipating, oh, I got to do this, is that the third, whether it's laundry or washing dishes or whatever, something like that, that I feel like is a responsibility that's on my shoulders, and he actually does it for me, is such a relief because I feel such a huge responsibility. Mm-hmm. And for everything inside the house, financially, I'm real weird. I'm not set up, I feel like the average female.
Yeah.
Because even financially, I'll be like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. And I think it just comes from, like, being so, you know, raised so closely with my dad.
Yeah.
And him always kind of, like, maybe he was trying to help me be independent as a woman. I don't really know. But I've just always felt like a level of, like, responsibility.
Okay.
For certain things. And so when I have a man that comes in and can help me with my quote-unquote responsibilities,
yeah
it means a lot to me.
Okay. So I feel like I felt when I first met the first, I was like, man, acts of service is really like a characteristic that, like, you know, guys have, or like, you know, because you feel like that's
hello
how you get brought up. Now, hey, you know, this is what you're supposed
to
do.
So what am I doing over there in the category? Why is that my number one?
Because you give good gifts.
No. To help, like, no, you know, help people. I'm weird.
But I just think it's like now.
For a female.
Because at the end, he was like, you know, Dr. Chapman doesn't feel like these are gender specific. They're gender neutral.
Okay.
Anybody can have them just based on how you was raised. And
yeah.
That's what you went back to.
Yeah.
You
know, like,
how you was raised.
Yeah.
And I think that goes back to how, you know, I was raised. You know, that's what I saw my dad do. My dad did this. Mm-hmm. So you felt like that was the quintessential thing. Like, okay, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to do this, cut the grass. I'm going to do all these acts of service because that's how, I think it all starts with how you show love. And as a kid, that's how I show, like, let me make sure I get the trash out before I get asked. Let me wash the car. Let me do all this stuff before I get asked to show my appreciation.
I was doing that too.
You know what I mean? So
acts of service is a prime example of how, even though you might have gender specific things, they still might fall into the same thing. So acts of service, you know, a man might be showing his acts of service by handling the stereotypically man stuff. You know, he's mowing the lawn. He's, you know, working 40 hours a week, he's doing this, he's doing that, you know, but then the wife is, you know, she's at home, she's keeping the house clean, she's cooking, she's cleaning, you know, so even if it's in those stereotypical, the point is that even if it's into those stereotypical gender roles, they still are showing love via acts of service.
Yeah.
So that's not like a gender specific thing, but that's just different dialects of the same.
Yeah, different dialects of the same language.
It's not, but I still feel like
I'm waiting for Joe to say it in Spanish.
But I feel like it is, you know, acts of service. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Never mind.
I mean, no, we're all
no. I just might be trying to put things in a certain gender because I'm just like, okay, men. No, never mind. It's me. It's okay. I'm just like trying to put things in a box.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't need to be
in a box.
Yeah, in a box. But, you know, for me, I appreciate acts of service, like I said, because I feel responsible for everything. I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't feel like Donald is responsible for me at all. Mm. I don't feel like he... I almost feel... It's weird. I don't feel like he has any responsibility to me as far as, like... taking care of me. At the end of the day, like, I feel responsible for myself.
Yeah.
And so And then I feel responsible for, as him being the head, let me try to make sure I'm supporting him.
Yeah.
So as a person that feels like responsible across the board, when somebody does an act of service for me, it feels like it's lightening my load, and it literally is physically relieving for me, because I can like take a sigh, like a deep sigh of relief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that is very specific to me, what I just said. Like, you know, I understand what you're saying, and that makes complete sense. But then I'm like, but mine is not necessarily, I think it's a little screwed up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not screwed up. That's just how you,
like. No, it's a little screwed up, bruh. I feel like it's a little screwed up. Well, I mean, because of how I was raised. Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's
like,
how
why
raised.
Did my dad make
Pop,
me? I got a younger brother.
Pop put you like, hey, I was, yeah.
And I got an older sister.
And I know people
but
like
I
that.
Was the response. Like,
you're the responsible.
Yeah. And I don't, like, me and Donald were talking earlier today, and I was like, I didn't get, like,
you was the Peter Parker.
Sympathy, or like, if my feelings was hurt about something, okay, get over it. How you fix yeah. it? Let's fix it. My other siblings didn't get that same treatment. Well, my brother probably did a little bit. But it's always like a very solution-based people, family, whatever. Yeah. So, like, I didn't get that. Like, who cares if I, you know, fell and scraped my knee or whatever? Like, get up and fix it. Like, I don't.
You might have been, like, the tougher. Like, I can see. Yeah. I can see a dad doing that.
Why he do that to me, though?
I don't know. I can see a dad. Like, hey, you're tough. Like, hey. Like, you know, hey, I
am more, self-sufficient,
you are like
but
that
I
now,
mean,
though. I mean,
yeah,
like, you're very,
what was the phrase? With more responsibility.
With great power comes
great responsibility.
You had that power. You know, you
it's
was
too
a powerful
much.
You.
Well, it's not too much. I'm
yeah, you can handle it.
Because you did it.
I did it. But did I, it. Like, I was just saying, like,
you came
I,
out of Florida not crazy.
Yeah, because there's a lot. I'm, that is
wait
very,
a minute.
There's
I'm a little, lot of, I'm a little yeah. Florida crazy, though.
Yeah,
but. Let's not
yeah.
get it twisted.
You ain't, I wrestled and bit an alligator crazy.
No. Bruh, I have never
Google,
done that.
Google Florida man right now.
No,
and
you
watch.
You can't. You can't.
And watch something pop up crazy.
Because it's going to be something
no,
real crazy.
No. Never done that. But yeah.
Well, that's your love language. That's what you speak. Ted, you got something on acts of service, or we're going to go to physical touch?
We're going to go ahead and go to physical.
We're
going to
go back to physical touch. Now, this one right here.
I don't understand.
Is physical touch the last?
The physical touch the last one. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we talked about them.
I don't understand. Like, I thought as a man, like, when we start doing this, I knew physical touch was going to be my first, too.
I mean, like,
No, we knew you got me after we talked about you.
Dr. C was like, hey, what? Men don't just think because you have the impulse.
No.
He
to have sexual relations
yeah.
means mm-hmm. that physical touch is what you want.
Yeah,
because he got scientific of the and you know in the releases and the urges and stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He did. Yeah.
If you want to hear all that, it's chapter 6 of the 5 love languages. But
he
like
did.
Physical touch, how did y'all feel about it? Since we're talking about it already, like where does that rank? Your last?
Mine is very last.
Okay. Mine is the last. Year.
Last.
That was my number one, and I 100% knew it was going to be.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh!
Hey!
Really?
What was your points on that one, though?
Like 12?
11.
11? Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that's high.
What was your points?
What, 2? I mean, like, listen,
I feel like
don't
my points
me.
Are not, like, close.
It was 2.
Yeah.
Like, mine are, like, 12, 9, 4, 3, 2.
Same.
Like,
okay. Yeah.
Well, mine were close. So, mine were 9, 8, 8. 3 and 2.
And
so receiving gifts
Joel
and physical
said it perfect
touch.
About you. What did you say earlier about Rhea?
She wants everything but doesn't care that much.
Pretty much. And don't touch her at the end of it.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But if you are wondering about these scores that we're talking about, again, like Ted said, take the test.
Yes.
It's going to break down, and the test is on our Facebook page. Actually breaks down each one and where you at, and it kind of ranks them. So
your love language profile.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Typically they say that you have a primary and a secondary.
Okay, then.
What it is for most people, but
he's
in
doing
some
this
cases,
in the quiet
like
storm voice.
He
but,
did
you know.
Him with the voice. I thought I was the only one that thought.
I was wondering about
yeah.
that, but okay.
Well, I had a primary and 2 secondaries.
Well, we
so.
Did start yeah. talking about physical touch, so I mean, it would.
Yeah,
explain
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, hey, this
because he was
I'm
just
about
like,
to
yeah,
take
blah,
the
blah,
lead
blah.
And
yeah, earlier. Yeah, because and it
y'all
was
heard
singing
was
earlier.
Oh
so
yeah,
so everything's like
kind of woo woo woo.
We get on physical touch.
You know you want to do it. You know what to do.
Come on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Then we get on physical touch, and then it's just like
woo woo
jazz.
Come on. Everybody's waiting for it. Right now, if people are still listening to the podcast right now, they want you to woo, woo, woo.
Negative.
This is the quiet storm from Joe himself.
Singing?
Do it for the Instagram Live. Just woo, woo, woo. I'm about to record you.
Hey, just hit him with the. You ain't even got to give him 16 bars. Get on 2 bars. Are you looking up a song to do?
Yeah, just hit him with one little like what they call it, riff thumb.
Yeah, get him with hit him with the KC and JoJo.
Hit him with the vibrato.
Why do you keep sending me with songs I don't like?
Sing a song you like.
He looking up a song.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Hey, he gonna hit it with the verses by the end of this podcast.
Well, while we doing that,
hey, we should do karaoke. We should do GDB karaoke.
Okay, then we got it. Well, I'm trying to get that pen and proper thing going. So
while we're going to do that, we're going to talk about how crazy these Florida folks is. Because the moment Googled it.
Yeah.
Because Rhea says she's crazy, but police find nearly a dozen stolen zoo animals in a Florida man's apartment.
And that man can do what he want to do. You don't understand. Here's why Florida's crazy. Okay. Off topic real quick.
Yeah.
Because it is so if y'all come to Florida, y'all gotta come with me one weekend. We gotta go to my neighborhood. So it is so, like, people in Florida are very chill. Like, there's no, it feels like, when you go, it feels like it's no rules.
Yeah.
And you can just do, like, really. It's like no rules down there. And people just do what they want
to
do.
Yeah, okay. And I'm about to go ahead with this one. I'm about to shut this one down. Florida man dies in meth lab explosion after lighting his farts on fire.
Hello. There's nothing to, like, it's Florida.
It's hot.
It's like vacation.
Hurricanes.
I want to know what the animals were, though.
Before
you get a dozen, like, okay, were these like birds, or did you have like four monkeys?
Nah, you know,
a rhinoceros, two flamingos, and a giraffe.
And
like,
baby,
I need to know what
the baby Libra.
Because the dozen Libra?
That's a lion something else. I wanted to say lemur, but it didn't come out right.
I'm pretty sure that's a
Zaboomafoo.
That's a constellation, my guy.
That's all I know. Zaboomafoo.
That's a lemur.
That's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
Not that lemur. Okay. You know, whatever. Who cares? But back to the topic at hand, physical touch. I think nobody wants to talk about it because it's so low.
Yeah. Unless you're going to be the Florida man who barbecued the sex offender at a motel.
Well, I feel like Joe should talk about it because it's his thing.
That's his number one thing. So this is all you.
I forgot if she's recording herself or us.
Probably a little bit of both.
You guys?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I think what he said was the doctor said was absolutely correct. It's not just about sex when it comes to physical. You know, something like, I am a sucker for a hug. Like, I don't matter.
You like hugs?
Shout out to hugger in the world.
I'm saying her name. Yeah, I'm saying it. I don't care. Shantae Davis gives the best hugs in life. I don't care. She does.
No, Joel does not seem like the type that would like hugs.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why it's so crazy that his physical touch is so high.
Yeah, he doesn't. You don't seem like he would like hugs.
Oh, please don't walk up and hug Joel.
Y'all can't, because you would get a kidney shot.
No, he'll mush you right there in the forehead. He'd be like the little kid, like, hey, give him. No.
But that's why it's so weird that physical touch is high for him. But Shantae does give the best hugs, by the way. I mean, that's that embracing, like, make you feel good about your...
Like, I miss them. Like,
I've never, like, you can feel the emotion in her hugs. Like, I'm telling you, I've never been hugged like that in my life. Ever.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I don't like hugs. I've just had to get, like, used to hugs here.
But you give good hugs, too.
I do, because I love people, but...
Yeah, but...
I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
Like, I really do love people, but I didn't hug someone in Georgia.
You take the
you
both
like
arms,
grandma,
like the frontal?
Hugs? Really? Okay.
I'm not a hugger.
Do you take it in and enjoy it?
It's number 3 for me, but...
I mean, not a hugger? I'm not a hugger either.
No, I'm not trying to make it sound weird. Because the thing is,
I can be a cummer.
You get a lot of people that need a little side.
Right. It needs to be that romantic element there.
Church hug?
Yeah, I'm still, see, like, cuddling is different. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like.
Yeah, that's
intimate. You cuddler?
That's very specific. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he got to be a cuddler. If
we already established it. We Netflix and chill. That's
Yeah, like, that's his thing.
My bad. But up.
Boot up.
I feel like my personality. People love to touch me.
Yes. And it's like, so weird.
Yeah, like everybody, like, oh, or I'd be simply, like, everybody, like, always under me and stuff like that. And
this
know.
This is his go-to area. Y'all can't see the triangle of the go. Put show the camera. They got to see the area.
I'm not going to put this. I'm not going to incriminate nothing.
But every time, every time people get in there, like when I tell you, people are known. It don't matter who they are. Yeah. They, as soon as they get to him, they find their way into that spot, and that's just like their safety net. Like I feel like, yeah, like every woman who has daddy issues, yeah, woman with daddy issues, find Brian.
I was gonna call you a hen, but.
Wow, never that mind. Probably was disrespectful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought I was coming with heat with the hen comment, but I'm going to circle back to his daddy issue comment. I like that one better.
This is just this random shade that like we've been throwing all day. We're talking about love, people. We're talking about love.
It shouldn't be this but shady.
Yeah, it shouldn't be this shady.
I mean, even with like, even with dudes, like I'm physical with dudes. Like, I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, for sure.
I do hug my boys, though. Yeah, I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, I ain't tripping about hugging nigga. I ain't tripping, you know, even if it's not that. Like, I'm going to punch you. I'm gonna hit you. I'm gonna push you around. Like it's, you know, it's
just.
I think I mean, I can see it's number three. I can see how it's number three because you know that's how you grew up communicating, especially just having, you know, close friends. Because even
I don't hug my friends.
You don't?
No.
Oh no,
it's very strange. Yeah, I really don't hug my friends. Like my girlfriends, like we, like they don't hug. I don't hug.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
I hug people because they.
I mean, wait.
It's crazy because like every time I've ever seen you, like when I look at you, I'm not even getting up until you in the vicinity of a hug area, and you always reach out for the hug first.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Just before a handshake, gotta
like,
hug.
Like, okay, hold on, wait, but ooh. I'll hug males. I feel like before I'll hug females. What that means, I don't know.
We're
going to
leave that right in the box.
Here.
Yeah,
like, no.
We can't.
Yeah. I mean, even when we came here today, so we are recording our friend of ours that, like we said, that runs the Four Home
but
Field Advantage podcast is letting us use the studio today. But as soon as we came here, I dapped him up, you know, gave him the half dap hap hug and hugged his wife. You know, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huggable.
But
yeah.
It was good.
But I didn't hug anybody but Tez. Yeah. Oh, well, I hugged you.
Yeah.
But Brian don't count. We already discussed that people get into the vicinity of
true. My superpower is people just overly comfortable.
Yeah, Brian. Very close. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. But you see where she reached the moment she did.
What
do
they call those full size pillows? Brian's a body pillow.
What does that mean?
I was saying that that's Brian's like comfort zone.
Oh, no. We're going to talk about that. Hey, actually, yeah, I've gotten a lot of DMs about helping single people
I have seen
interact
that.
You know what I mean? Am I giving off the wrong signals, what or not? So I have a hug tutorial that we're going to talk about one day and we can break it down. You know what I mean? Are your hugs sending the wrong signals
for all those people that
so I'm
need
awful
to know?
I don't hug my friends.
No, you're not awful because
Brian aka Q enjoys being
I treat
hugged
them like gold.
The deeper the better.
I don't
I don't know. It depends on any of your hugs.
But we got history, though, so it might explain a lot.
No, that's why I hug you, Tez, because you're my brother. Like, but
it
depends
on if any of your friends need hugs.
But they know when I need a hug.
You just out here being mad stingy with your hugs, and your friends out here need hugs.
No, but they know when I need hugs.
And Rhea
gives
some good hugs.
I do,
especially when she
hugs are like you
when
know
she
what
miss
saying?
You. When, especially if you can tell that she miss you, you can know if
you
like
know.
If she just seen you last week. Your
and
hug
you know
is not
why
gonna be
I don't give hugs. I have a reason why I don't give hugs. You know what? That I know why.
Yeah, I know why too.
Why?
I don't know. I just wanted to be.
No, but I have to be. No. It's a level of like self-awareness that I have, and it's not necessarily like with my friends, girlfriends.
See, Brian, you gotta correct
me. I don't have to. Nothing needs to be said that you know, like the ones that are close to me because they know me and they know that like that's not really my thing, so they don't even really. But if they see me in need of a hug, they will come and embrace me. And they'll be like, you need a hug. And I'll be like, I do need a hug. But as far as like even with males, I always have like a heightened sense of awareness, excuse me, with males, with who I hug and who I don't hug. And that's a whole nother conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But like Tez, because Tez knows, I give good hugs. Okay.
Especially if you ain't seen
if
you haven't seen somebody in a long time.
But so I have to be careful though because
you come in for the body.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you
just
come
like
in for the body.
When
yeah.
I give hugs,
get in
like,
there.
I'm in there.
Yeah, some people come in for that high.
Yeah, they do like hug. I don't do church hugs.
I don't do church hugs.
I'm a little bit more Yeah, but so hey, I have to be careful with who, with how I, you know, put myself, you know, I don't want to give nobody the wrong.
I have like an issue with like short people. No offense to church.
Everybody's
people.
Short.
I'm like,
so because that's they come like right around.
I don't know, like,
because they come down where
you
right going? Here.
Yeah, you don't know where to grab them?
Yeah, because I'm like, I'd be like, hug. And they'd be like, and they'd be trying to put your arm
they,
on. Like,
yeah. But you got to understand, short people always want to go high, so you got to go low. But then if you go low, you can't go too low.
No, but isn't that awkward?
I don't think
when somebody's shorter
they
and they go high, isn't that like
really but then you got a short person like just hugging you like short, a 5-year-old right there
still coming up like upper back.
They catch you like a linebacker coming across.
Yeah,
you've been on short and short.
I'm getting it.
You can't, but you ain't short.
Now you know who had the most aggressive hugs in the whole life? Lindsay, for sure.
Oh my goodness.
Linebacker, her name just popped in my
When I say, hey, real talk, Lindsay probably gave another, she gave a strong hug, but it was still good because, like, when she says she missed you, you felt it in her hug. Yeah,
that's a fact. Hey, you you disown us now, but you're still our favorite.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that, though. I love when people can communicate that through their hugs. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
I feel like, you know, hey, everybody who want to work on physical touch, work on your hugs. So, it's not just hugs. It's not, hey, pat on the back. A nice firm handshake, you know what I mean? Dap, slap on the back, you know what I mean?
You know, Donald had an issue with, I'm always talking about my husband, I'm sorry, guys.
And there's no wrong with it. We're talking about love.
He had an issue with, like, physical touch because it just wasn't a thing for him. And, you know, a lot of people probably may or may not know this, but Donald went to school for massage therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is, he's busting down some massages,
he just,
okay?
He's just been doing this for his whole
life.
Right. It don't matter if it's a record. Right. It don't matter if it's a body.
Right. Scratching. Yeah. Just his whole, yes. Yeah, so he was just saying how it taught him a lot. Like, he never hugged people. But going through that and doing that, like, made him feel more comfortable with, like, touching and hugging and things like that. And so that's been a nice balance for me.
Donald's another one that actually hugs me.
Yeah. Because he learned how to, like, that was not his normal.
Yeah.
He was taught, you know, how to do that and how important that was.
It's a lot of the little stuff. I mean, it's even, you know, if you're, it's, you can tell when people are, you know, speak that language or not. Even, you know, it's when you sit down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do you sit down further away from a person or do you sit down right next to them? You know, it's a lot of that little stuff. When you walking by a person, are you moving out the way to completely miss that person or are you bumping them? You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of that little
I move completely out of the way. But if I like you, I sit close.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that.
Get out of my...
Yeah, like if we're cool,
yeah,
I'm close.
Yeah.
But if we're not, then I'm like, eh.
So then let me ask you, just like, so you have the score real high on physical touch and then you scored super low, like
last.
Don't touch me.
Yes.
So like, what is it about being touched that you dislike so much? And like, what is it as far as, I mean, more like
good.
The connection wise.
Yes.
What is it that you get from physical touch that makes you dislike it? And what is it that you get from it that makes you like completely against, I mean, that you love it?
Joe, what do you love?
He asked you first, so I thought we were going to you first.
Okay.
It makes you just automatically feel close to a person and feel comfortable to a person. You know, again, even if it is just, you know.
But it can't come from anybody. For you, your physical touch. It can't just come from any. Because, I mean, I've definitely seen you in the mushing phase. I've seen it.
Well, but.
Ryan, no, I'm like.
Again, all
that's
these.
That's going to be for everybody.
I mean, I guess your love language can't just come from anybody. It has to be something special for you to really appreciate it.
It depends. Yeah. Obviously, there's levels to everything. But I mean, even that, like, even mushing somebody has a level of physicality to it.
You're going to mush them with love?
It is. Like, you know, I could also just be like, bro, don't touch me. Like, it's a different, you know what I'm saying? But so everything has a different. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes just me just picking on people. So it's just, there's different facets to your personality and everything. So
I've seen a mush a chick, so women don't think that you're excluded from this mush.
Get it. Oh, for sure. For sure. And it may or may not be with good intentions. So,
definitely mush a chick. All jokes aside. And it was just
a chick with good intentions?
Yeah.
I mean, and it was the whole, like, full palm to the side of the face, like, hey, don't touch me.
I wish.
Well, it was a mush with love.
Yeah. Well, you can definitely mush with love. Now, that doesn't, this description doesn't, I don't remember this account. Obviously, but that doesn't sound like
I'm not
going to
throw the name out. I'll tell you later who the face
was. No name.
I will very easily palm a forehead for sure.
Mm-hmm.
foreheads.
But yeah, I mean, you know, so
Brian's just, favorite.
You know, it just
dang, they got on camera.
It's just you know, we talk about that love tank. I mean, it's just a need, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you feel it when you don't have that.
Yeah.
You know, and even and so then, you know, obviously just like anything else, you have to be aware of how you get it and where you get it from. But
mm-hmm.
Just that general, you know, if you are a person that speaks that love language of physical touch, you need that touching. You know, you had affectionate parents, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You had parents that weren't afraid to hug you and rough house and whatever. Yeah. You know, so you're going to expect that from your friends. You're going to be physical with people. You're going to be physical, you know, male and female. You know, it's just a need that you have, you know. And if you don't have that need, or if you adversely towards it, obviously that's going to feel different. But mm-hmm. if that's a need that you have, obviously, you know, you notice it when you don't get that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
for you, what is it that about it that just, like, turns you off? Because your score super low.
Opposite. So, in the sense that my parents were not affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
So I had loving parents, but they didn't show their affection by touching or, you know, any of the hugging or like kissing, like none of that stuff. We didn't do any of that. And so for me, when someone comes into my space.
That's funny to hear that. Because, yeah, my dad would definitely slap my mom down in front of a whole group of people before.
Yeah, like, no. Like, my parents were not.
Give a dog.
Yeah, everything was very private if it was physical.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they judged, like, they weren't. Like, listen, my parents was cool, okay?
Yeah.
But that just wasn't them. Like, they were just like BFF besties. They were cool. And so I always saw, like, my parents would talk. Like, that's what I always saw them do. Like, we would come home from the hall. Like, I remember my mom never being messy, never having beef with other sisters. She was just, like, different. I'm like, my mom's different. But at the same time, like, my dad, like, well, her and my dad, the person that she would talk to if she had an issue would be my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so all they did was talk. They had, like, really good communication.
Yeah.
And, but the physical side, I'm sure they had it, but it mm-hmm. was just, like.
Because you got, you know, siblings.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was private.
They would definitely be physical.
Yes, but it was private for them. They just kept it, you know. It was just, and I wasn't
smooth jazz.
I wasn't touched like that as a child. Like, lots of hugs, even from my dad. Like, I'm telling y'all, like, my dad was like, words of affirmation. Always commended me. That's why those are top of my list. Acts of service.
Did he buy you a lot of stuff?
He didn't. What I wanted, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't think of anything that I like really, but really
I feel
wanted.
Like, you were a spoiled child too.
But I was the middle child, so that's weird.
Yeah. It's weird because usually the baby is usually the spoiled child.
My brother was spoiled. He is spoiled.
It's rare that the top.
Whatever, he's spoiled.
Yeah, she's not the spoiled one.
She's.
I wasn't spoiled, but I just think that I'm more like my dad.
The first one is like the oops, baby, no. Where we're trying to learn, so you get no love and affection.
But so my older sister is my half sister, so she's not, which I hate saying because that's not how, you know, like that is, she's my half sister. She has a different mother, and she's eight years older than me.
Okay.
You know, so she's a lot, you know, she's older. Yeah. So. In my house, I was the oldest, and so it was just me and my brother.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
You got to lead with that.
Oh, okay.
Because we're trying to
say the middle child.
I was.
So, yeah, that makes sense. My pops was like, hey, pop was on you.
He was on me.
You're the oldest.
Yeah,
and I was my responsibility.
How old are you and your brother?
4 years. I am still my brother's keeper. Like, you can't say nothing. Like, my mom was like.
He wasn't sure if you were going to get a boy, so.
My mama was like, you know I'm the mother, right? And I'd be like, okay, sure. Like, I'm very protective, even now, like, over my brother.
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know. I guess that's, I guess. I left that part out. But that is why physical touch to me, like, it almost feels like an invasion of my personal space unless I invite it in.
Yeah.
So, I am not against physical touch, but it has to be on my terms.
Okay.
So, I will say, like, physical touch, I enjoy being touched physically, but I am controlling about it.
Yeah.
So I have to.
So you got
to
be touched the way you want to be touched.
Absolutely. When I want to be touched, how I want to be touched, it's not like a free-for-all type thing. Like, I'm just not. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, you bring up a good thing. So we kind of got a wrap on all the categories,
yeah,
the different love languages. We went and talked about the ones that we had ourselves and whatnot. But do we all agree with them? And just like Rhea said, like, do you see how your childhood, because that's what he said, like, do you see how your childhood influenced how you receive love now? Because I know Rhea brought it up. So how about
the and guy? Joe?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it made, like, I wasn't really too vocal about it. And I'm not really one of those, like, vocal, emotional people, but it actually did happen.
Open up,
yeah.
So,
but no.
So, well,
it just.
We said them kind of a little bit here and there as we went, but what are yours? And then let's just talk about what.
My top one apparently is words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts. Words of affirmation, receiving gifts, acts of service, quality time, and physical touch. So, I mean, words of affirmation, I scored a 10. Receiving gifts was a 6. And, I mean, for me, when it comes to words of affirmation, it's more just like I said, when I'm doing something for somebody, because I feel like I've always been the type to be a giver.
There you go. And so, this is a point that I wanted to make earlier. Let me just throw this in there. I feel like words of affirmation are really important to people who feel a certain level of responsibility to the people around them. Mm-hmm. They need to feel like what they're doing, and whether they're male or female, because
they need to know it's appreciated.
But generally in culture, men feel a responsibility as far as like taking care of a wife and children, mm-hmm, right? Not just, you know, well, women do too, but it's just different roles.
So it's not always just simply like, anybody, oh, I love you. Everybody think words of affirmation is like, oh, I love
no,
you.
No, not at all. It's like good. Appreciating the fact that, listen, I feel responsible. I need you to acknowledge the fact that I feel responsible, and I'm doing these things to make sure I'm taking care of you and I and whoever else is involved within this family unit. And yeah, so anybody
and I think
that
that's
feels
where mine come into play, yeah, like, because I'm like, I've always been like, I work 2 jobs, 3 jobs just to make sure that my family is taken care of,
right,
at the end of the day. I feel like that is a man's sole responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I really want to know that, you know, is appreciated what I'm
on
doing, because I can
end.
Do all this and like you don't really care, you don't appreciate it, and that in itself kind of will make me feel
it's
some
discouraging
type of, it is, so
it's like I'm doing all this for what,
and that's the thing.
So that's why. And then the receiving gifts, do you feel like receiving
gifts, but
you like to receive gifts?
I do like to receive gifts.
So is it
just,
people showing a token of their appreciation? Do you feel
and
like it
I,
falls
I feel
in
like,
line?
Honestly, I feel like for me, just when it comes to love, everything comes down to just appreciating more what I do for a person.
Yeah.
Because I am a giver, so I'm like, I just want to know that appreciation is, mm-hmm, there. But however you show it, whether you actually say it or you reciprocate that appreciation through like gift or something,
mm-hmm,
just know that like my heart works or my actions are not going in vain.
Yes.
That's pretty much what it boils down for me.
So your number one and two kind of tie in together. So words of affirmation and then gifts. It's kind of like those gifts tie in with words of affirmation.
Right.
So it's like, it's
but
just,
don't get it twisted. I always am down for Netflix and chill.
Right.
And you can
quality
kiss me
time.
In the mouth. That's my physical touch.
Okay.
I know it sounds a little nasty, but that's my thing. I always call it just kissing me in the mouth.
Kissing.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey,
and when was the last time you been like kissed? See, y'all got to think about it. Everybody's face been the same, and that's why we can move forward.
That's why we can move forward.
Yep.
Yeah. Support.
So we broke down Cortez's. Who else wants to go next? But did you say that the But your childhood, did you get into that? Like
my biggest thing with my childhood, and like I said, to be honest, until I read this book, it made me realize that for me, there wasn't too much affection, period. I didn't see affection at all.
Yeah, me either.
I didn't see affection. There was no affection. Like, my mom was the hustler, so she took care of responsibilities. She was doing what she had to do, working 2 jobs. I mean, she was the bread. She did what she had to do. So for me, that's how
you saw
I
it.
Am.
But how did you react to your mom doing those things?
It was just, I appreciated what she did because.
Did you say it? Did you give the word the affirmation when you was a kid, when you was younger?
Like, thank you for me again? Saying thank you and saying sorry, like, I have no issue being vocal. And I feel like that's me now. I'm not, okay. I have no issue being vocal about anything. So I would tell you thank you. I would say how I feel about certain things.
Yeah. So, okay, I can see that. So, yeah. That's good. So, what about the other two?
But as far as for me, there was never really no physical touch. There was really no acts of service. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I came from the best like household background to be able to say, hey, yeah, this is the example to come from. But like,
even if it wasn't
broken
the best
household. But the thing is that my mom took care of responsibility. So a lot of my things that I've noticed came from her. Okay. And so, I mean, the book did make me realize I have a lot of hostility from childhood. Uh-huh. But, I mean, as far as, like, me displaying too. Love, it did, there was a point that I had to, like, grow up and, like, get my life together. Because yes, your childhood forms who you become, but it does not necessarily have to define the person that you absolutely are in the future. And so there were a lot of things that I seen that did not happen. So I'm like, I realized growing up, parents wasn't as involved. Mom was always at work, and we're just going to leave it there. And so I'm like, I know if I ever have kids, I know I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be a major part of it. And understand now the influence of where parents love and how they display that can affect their kids. Okay. So for me, that's just where I kind of look at that.
I like that. So Joe, you talked about it a little bit, but break down yours as we go through it.
So I think it's 30 points altogether. So I had 11 in physical touch. I had 9 in quality time. I had 5 for acts of service, 4 for words of affirmation, and 1 for receiving gifts. So like I said, I knew physical touch would be my number one. Quality time was a little surprising to me. I thought it probably would have been more so acts of service.
Real quick, just out of curiosity, did you spend a lot of time like with your parents like as you were growing up? Like, did y'all spend a lot of time together, or did you like watch them spend a lot of time together?
I mean, we had a family business. My dad did construction, so we all three of us were together a lot because of that. I homeschooled, so I spent a lot of time with mom. So, yes,
that can just be like your perception of. I mean, I'm just curiosity wise.
Pops was definitely he was big on public affection. He didn't care about all that.
You know, I mentioned that a few times.
There was not a time where one of them was leaving that they was not gonna kiss when they said goodbye.
Yep.
That was just them for sure. But with that same thing, I would have thought action service was that. My dad was very much a put it on your back and work and make it happen type guy.
Yeah.
Which is definitely something that I got from him, and I see myself showing that because, again, you know, when he talked about the different things, he talked about a lot of times just the complaints that shows you what love language that they speak. A lot of times, especially as a husband, where you feel like you're providing, put you in a situation where you feel like, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing so much, but it's not getting appreciated. And a lot of times it's because you're speaking in that acts of service language, and they may not be understanding that language. So I was a little bit surprised that wasn't higher.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like we talked about earlier, gifts is not a big one for me. I like the sentimental type stuff, so that's cool. But that's not really what I think about when it's gifts, because they necessarily didn't give that to me. You know, it might be just something that I walked away from that day with, you know what I'm saying? So those are probably the things that I appreciate more than anything else. Words of affirmation, it's a 4, so I care, but I just don't care that much. I mean, you know, everybody appreciates a good job, but if it's a good job with a pat on the back, I appreciate it more than just a good job.
Oh, okay, I got you. You want to break down yours by the numbers?
Sure.
Yeah.
So mine, I scored a 9 on acts of service. So I really appreciate help. Yeah. Like, I think I talked about this earlier. I appreciate help because I'm a person that feels responsible for everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And probably because I grew up in the house as the oldest. Yeah. And so, yeah, like everything always, it felt like it fell on me. Mm-hmm. So if somebody jumps in and helps me with something that I felt like I was supposed to be responsible for, whether I really was or not, it's a weight lifted off my shoulders. So I really appreciate that. So that's why I score highest on that. Quality time, I would say, because my parents, I saw them spend quality time together. Mm-hmm. As in when they were together, they talked, they had conversation. Like they really had really good conversation when they were together. So quality time, I think, is why, you know, is second to me. And that's one of the things that is very different, I would say, for Donald and I. Like, quality time is like sitting in front of the TV, like he's watching TV and I'm just sitting next to him. Whereas quality time to me, like, no, we talking. Like, we talking about what happened. Like, I would hear my parents come. I can hear them through, like, the walls. So they'd be like, yeah, you know, sister so-and-so, or this person and so-and-so. Yeah. But, like, you know, not even negative, but just talking, because they didn't talk, like, you know, they were private people, you know. So, yeah. And then my third thing was words of affirmation. I would say that was big for me because I always got, like, I did well in school. I was a good student.
Yeah.
And so I was always praised by my parents for doing a good job. So words of affirmation are very important to me.
So I have a question about that. Because I definitely put a high value on performing well in school as well. Mm-hmm. But what was it that makes you feel like that was what tied to
words
your
of
performance in school?
What do you mean? Like,
well, I mean, for me, I think I really feel like me trying to tie in to do well in school fell more into acts of service than it did than
words
of affirmation.
Because
I didn't,
right.
You know, again, that was like, you know, my parents had provided opportunities for me to do things. So I felt like it was my responsibility to take advantage of those things and to do well. So it kind of fell more into that than
100%
just
because
catching the 100s at the end.
100% because my parents did not pressure me about school. I just took it upon myself.
To do
mm-hmm. well, because I wanted to, you know, I never wanted to give my parents an issue. And yeah, like I just did what I knew needed to be done. Like I was just, you know, like my dad always like, do the right thing. So, you know, I don't know. It's just,
okay,
so it does tie into acts of service. So me doing well in school, because I am not a school person. I don't like school. I'm a creative. I like to create things. I like art. I like, so being in a structured environment and like with school, I hate it. Right now, I do accounting. I do accounting work because I'm good at math.
Yeah.
But it's, and I learned that in school, but I never really liked school, but I did well because I knew what it meant to my parents, even though they never put that pressure on me. It was like a favor.
Yeah, I think it was like, okay.
It was like, I'm going to help y'all out. I'm
going
to make it
to the acts of service a little bit.
And I'm going to do well in school so y'all don't have to worry about that thing.
Okay.
And then the last thing, there's two things. Receiving gifts. I never received a lot of gifts growing up. Like, it was always like, earn your own. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, so I appreciate somebody going out and like earning their own. I like to earn my own. I'm particular, you know, about what I want. It feels better for me to save up my money. Like, I want this, and I save up my money, and I go out and I get it for myself.
Yeah.
Than somebody giving it to me.
Okay, I can see.
So
that.
Receiving gifts, not really a big deal. I think it's awesome. I think it's thoughtful. I do have friends that do give me gifts, and I appreciate it beyond, because I know that's their love language. And like we talked about before, that is my love language. I like giving gifts to people, thoughtful gifts, because they tie into acts of service.
Okay.
Like we were saying, because I'm thinking about gifts that will actually
help somebody.
So I'm actually servicing a person versus just giving them a random gift. But yeah. And then the last one, personal touch. Don't touch me. mostly because I was not touched. But you know what, from the womb, my mom always said, like, I was really funny. Like, people would come up to me as a baby and be like, you know, like the little goo goo gaga stuff. And I just wasn't for it. Okay, like, she said, I was very intimidating as a baby. Like, people would get upset and be like, why is she not smiling? She's not laughing. Like, yeah. So I just never been one for, like, just don't.
But you say that, but then the thing is that when you actually get to the point of actually being physical, and we just talk about hugs in,
yes,
in general.
Yes, I am
You are.
So I am.
And it's just weird so that it's you're like, that.
But
you're
I have
like
to keep,
that.
I got to keep yeah. up.
So it's like when you... You don't want to be touched in general, but when you actually get to the point of wanting to touch.
To be touched, yeah. I want
you
to be
are,
touched.
Nah, that, Donald.
Or, Donald, yeah, Donald, yeah, yeah, like, no, from Donald.
Y'all didn't have the earphone on when you
Donald.
Heard
Donald. Donald. Yeah, yeah,
I was
no.
About to say Donald.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, you hear
like
this.
From Donald. Or if I'm touching another person, it's because
it's just,
I love
it's,
you
it's,
and I
it's
care about you.
It's very affectionate yeah. when you do get it, to the point of
there
actually
you go.
Touching.
It's
so, I mean,
affectionate.
I,
so, yeah. That's why. So you have a person like maybe like Joel who... okay with touching, so hugging. So you may not feel affection. You can hug a person and be like, ooh, and not feel affection towards that person. For yeah. me, a hug is affection. Mm-hmm. Like, I really feel something. Not that I can't give hugs to people I don't feel affectionate for. But am I going to go in for a hug necessarily?
Them,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you,
see,
I got
this
you.
This is why I got to yeah. shut up. But see, no, like, I just go, mm-hmm. I be like, yes. But I'm a vibe type person. I'm a very yeah. feelsy type person.
Yes.
So I really do have to keep myself like contained mm-hmm. in a certain box or whatever because it's just safe for everybody.
Yeah, I got
it's
you.
It's safe for
and
everybody.
Donald, she like to be
Donald
touched.
Knows that.
She want to be touched.
Hey. Donald, listen, we won't even get on Donald.
Okay. I know
hugging
that's a whole. I know
king,
that's a.
I'll be like.
I know that's a whole nother story.
That's a whole
when it comes
nother.
To, yeah.
Keeping yeah. his so. Match. So.
That's good.
Might get it dance.
I does guess it take care of everybody?
Yeah.
No,
I didn't. Yeah. Cortez be like just sipping me all the time. You know.
That's
my thing.
I don't know why.
He's always. Right. He's like, all right,
always,
cool. So we about
to. Yeah, and I'll be quick to sit there and be like, go ahead.
Let's see. So mine is active service, and I think that has a deep thing for my childhood because that's what I saw, and that's mm-hmm. what I expected. To do, and I think me having chores uh-huh. to help out the family at the young age, that really put me on that thing.
Did
like,
they
hey,
show their appreciation? Like, did they express their appreciation after chores?
I mean, like, you know, I had the chores? Little allowance and stuff like that. What's up?
No, I just, chores. So I didn't cut her off when she said it, and then I completely forgot. So I have to cut you off when now that I remembered it. Otherwise, wow. I forget again. But I appreciate the same thing you said about gifts, because
mm-hmm.
my family was the same way as far as you know, it wasn't a lot of just like giving you stuff. It was always like,
earning.
You know, we'll give you opportunities to earn stuff.
Yes.
You can do this to earn this money and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it
yeah.
really, you know, changed that. And then the other thing was you mentioned that you still appreciate it when you get gifts.
Absolutely. Mm.
But the difference is that it's the same thing as when you are trying to understand someone else's language.
Mm.
Right. Like, OK, cool. Like you might have gotten the point that they were trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
But it just don't hit the same as if you hear something in your own language.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the same
yeah.
thing is like if you are not a gift
yeah,
giver,
right.
you get a gift, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm telling myself that I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just don't have that emotional hit
yes.
yeah.
that it
yeah.
gets that you would understand from your own
language.
I think that's like
you know
the
saying?
Overall point, and that's going to be something that we're going to touch on. Like when we conclude, yeah, because if you – see stuff growing up, if you know that's how you understand stuff, somebody else saying, like, okay, I can, it's clear, but that's not how, you know, just like
mm-hmm.
people learn differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. People love differently. So,
bad, but yeah, so your childhood, my bad.
Oh, you good. So acts of service is my highest one. I understand that. You know, that's how I feel like I show my love too, which is interesting because you
yeah.
show your love differently than how you receive it. I think you're
yes.
the only person here on the
I'm
podcast.
I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, you ain't weird. You know, you're just different. You know, mix it up. You're from Florida. So,
and you don't
facts.
Have zoo animals.
Yeah.
Facts.
So what's my second one is quality time. And I think those, for me, those work together because I have, you know, like I said, I kind of have like a timeline. I like to do stuff. So if you know that I have to get something done and like you said, you stepping up and taking something off my plate, I really appreciate
yes.
that. And then when you spend time doing some of the stuff that I like to do and vice versa, I want to spend time doing stuff that you like to do, group hobbies. You know, that's how I feel like giving of my time is very important to me. That's why I like to be places on time because I feel like time is important,
mm-hmm.
right? Time is very important because that's a respect to the other person that's allowing you to do something with them at that time.
Absolutely.
You being late is disrespectful. You know what I mean? So that's how I've always grew up. That's how I always feel. Because you want to be on time because those people, time is precious. You never get it back. So that's why quality time really has been big and doing something that both y'all can enjoy and talking. We don't have to be silent or anything like that. But like being engaged in something together grows a connection. After that, could care less. Physical touch is next. physical touch is next. Yeah, I was probably like, you know, the cookie cutter kosher family. Like, you know, I wasn't really big huggers, not really big I love yous.
Really?
So like words of like affirmation. Like, you know,
where's the words of affirmation for you?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it was fourth, and then receiving gift was fifth.
Okay.
So like words of affirmation, like, you know, I did my job because that's what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Me doing my job, doing my acts of service proved that I loved and I, you know, contributed to the family. Right. I don't need you to say, why are you going to say something that I should be doing already? Hey, okay. Good job. I'm that's what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm really big on action. Like people. Like to apologize a lot. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, nah, prove that you're sorry. I need to see the action. Mm-hmm. So that's why words of affirmation. I knew that wasn't going to be big. And receiving gifts, I'm a bad gift giver. And I didn't really get gifts. Like you said, I had a allowance because based on what I did at the house. I cut the grass. I got my allowance. I did this. I got my allowance. If I didn't do certain things, I didn't get my maximum allowance. So, you know, I didn't really have to worry about gifts. So it's just interesting to see how your childhood goes into how you view and accept and show love now. So knowing that, we all read the books. Moving forward, what are you going to try hard to do? Like kind of like a conclusion of like, hey, how are we going to wrap it up? I know we read the book. What do you want people to feel that you've gained from it? What you're going to take from it and actually apply wholeheartedly? Like all that whole nine. Put it up there, you know, wrap it up, tie it with a bow.
For me, I will say that my biggest thing now is just making sure that I understand what the other person's love language is.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you really want to just be 100% blunt, trying to love somebody in your love language at the end of the day is kind of selfish.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're not taking the time to like try to figure out what it takes to please them.
It's inefficient.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you keep in their love tank empty.
That's horrible thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to be next?
Rhea.
So takeaway for me, because I am married, applying it in my marriage. Actually, me and Donald had a conversation recently this week, and we talked about it because he's read the book. Donald's read everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
He does. He reads everything.
Yeah. So he's read it, and he was like, his love language was, I think his number one was physical touch, one or two, which is the last on my list. And I was shocked because I didn't know. So I'm like, so have you been suppressing your need for physical touch because I'm crazy? And I'm like,
I can see that.
You know, because I'm kind of fickle in that way.
Yeah.
And so for me, the takeaway is direct application within my marriage and trying to be more conscious of the fact that that is his love language.
Yeah.
So communicating what mine are, because I said for me, the biggest eye opener was like, oh, I know what, you know, understanding my own language. Mm. And I say that because I'm always focusing on the other person. That's my thing. I always focus on other people.
Yeah.
But understanding myself goes a long way, especially as I get older and I mature. That's really important. So biggest takeaway, understanding myself and then understanding my spouse because I am married and working on trying to make sure I am fulfilling his, you know,
love tank.
Or speaking in his love language more often than not.
I like that.
I mean, I think really to piggyback off her is really just the kind of the application. I think just the general understanding of it is is an important thing for me. Brian's having a seizure right now. I'm not sure what's happening. The general understanding of it is important for me. It kind of helps me to understand people better, whether it be in my relationship or just friendships and everything else. So that was big. also just the fact that it is a general need. I think just having that emphasized was a good reminder. I think a lot of people, and I think that I have spent a lot of time like that myself, are rolling around with empty tanks. And, you know, you don't really know what the issue is, you know. So, but really going through that and realizing that that is a need, and that, you know, and helping you to find a healthy way to meet that need, is something that I will definitely be working on. And you know, and I really appreciated that at the beginning. We talked about the entry, but just talking about the fact that, you know, you have that kind of 2-year period that's going to be different than everything past that, and, you know, to not get caught up in trying to chase that, I think was really, really interesting and point to me too.
I will say that, I mean, not to cut you off, but no. I will say that, like, honestly, reading this book have showed me a lot of mistakes that I have made, like, in the past, just when it comes to, like, dealing with people, not even just, like, relationships as far as just romantically, but just dealing with people in general. Like I say, I mean, the whole selfish thing, I'm summing it up as just really being myself, because I'm like, I had that mentality, like, this is how I am. You either get down or you let it go. And like, when it talks about, I mean, the book, you really got to be more concerned about the other person, not always about yourself. Yeah, yes, exactly. You know what you want, you know what you need, but it's more understanding what you need so you can communicate that to the other person, and not just all about trying to receive something. So
I will, because I mean, otherwise you're wasting your effort. You are. I think that was something that I didn't quite click, because you know, a lot of times you'll keep, you know, saying the same language, you'll keep screaming the same thing at people, and you're waiting for them to understand.
And it never happens. And I was just sitting there like, that's probably one of my biggest eye openers, because I'm just sitting there like, dang. So I've been speaking Chinese to this chick this whole time, and she never understood, or I've been speaking Chinese to all these people, and they're not getting it, or expecting, you're asking for something in a whole nother language that they're not understanding, and then expecting a certain type of result, but it's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you pretty much set yourself up for disappointment. So it's just a lot of things. I'm trying to work on my viewpoint. I mean, there are some conversations that I already said that I have had, and I said moving forward that I will need to have moving forward talking to people. But I mean, overall, good read, good. I mean, it did help.
Good listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did read a portion of it beforehand, but
I ain't reading that.
I know, but
nope, I listened.
It is a good thing, and it does open your eyes to a lot of things, especially for those who are willing to try to make the change and who actually want to. Yeah. If you're going to be stuck in your ways, don't matter what the book says, it ain't really going to change anything. But Q, we want to hear from you. Let's get this bow from you. You got to give us the bow.
Oh, appreciate it. Yes, sir. I think it's what everybody said, just knowing how you're going to apply it. You got to look into it as yourself, because you have to give first. And that's one thing that he always mentioned through all the little couple experiments that he did. And when he was talking to people, it was weeks on end that he was telling them, you're going to have to talk to their love language for weeks and weeks, and then after a month, one time, ask for something in yours. So the whole thought is, for you to get what you like, what you want, you have to show the willingness to give them what they need to fill up their love tank. And just like Cortez said, you know, you have to think about the other person first. Always putting the other person first will benefit you in the long run. And it's not because you're trying to be manipulative or anything like that. You just know that's the worth, that's the choice in choosing to love somebody, how they will understand it is going to be the best benefit for the relationship.
And so, you not being afraid to really be vulnerable, just to be, because you got to, I mean, with any of it, is a leap of faith. And so, I mean, like, you have to be willing to take that choice. But I mean, at the end of the day, you're doing it, and I mean, you have the right intentions. It seemed like it'll all be worth it in the end.
Yeah, so I love just listening to the couples working it out. And you know, you're not reading it, but you're hearing the light bulb come on, like, hey, this is what we have to do. Yep. And all the time they're like, man, if I would have just known this earlier, if I would have known this sooner. So we don't want to be in the same spot. We have the information, and you know, it's just one quote that hit me. He said, it's simple,
it's simple. It's a simple idea. It works. It's just you have to put the time and the effort to really try at it and go for it to see the, you know, you plant something in the ground that's not going to bear fruit immediately, but you keep on tending after, you keep on tending after, and eventually you get the fruit of what you need. So I'm going to take this the way I can apply it to my, you know, friendships, to relationships, just knowing that you could do a lot better and just understanding that people need stuff from you. Just how did I communicate? I was just on the phone with my mom before she had it. She's like, oh, I read that book. I'm like, okay. So I know that, you know, my mom is one of the people, like, we go at it because I have a different personality than my mom. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to spend a little bit of time because I know she's quality time just off rip. I know it. So do you think to yourself, have you been showing that quality time? The people that you truly care about. And you might just be showing that you care about what you do because it's easiest, but it's not always the best thing. So put yourself out there, be vulnerable, learn, take the lessons for what they are as lessons. And even if somebody interacts with you negatively in the first thing, don't give up, keep on trying, because you're going to get the benefit afterwards. And one thing that hit me to heart is because they said if you hurt the person in their love language, it does even more damage.
Yes.
Words of affirmation and you being critical of them, that's going to be bad. And you know, I think of other relationships, other friendships, stuff like that. You know, okay, cool, I know what type of personality I have, how I can be. So that's something that I just need to be wary of myself.
I just got a perfect example of that. And I'm going to make this personable. But just like when it comes to, because for me, I realize words of affirmation is actually my fiance. That hands down is her love language.
Yeah.
She wants to hear that I love you all at X, Y, and Z. But even past that, she will go buy a new outfit or change her hair or go do get her nails done and then be like, hey, so what you think? The moment I'm like, and I had to realize I have to change how I go about saying things, because I'm just like, man, that dress is ugly or I don't like it.
Yeah.
She instantly, because I don't like the dress, she instantly attitude, and then she's mad the rest. And I'm just, I'm trying to figure out what the issue was. But then after time, I realized that me telling her how I felt about the outfit for her, she was looking at us like, oh, well, you think this is the case? Rhea, I'm sorry. But
yeah, I'm looking at him.
I don't know. You're looking at me crazy, I mean, but like for me, it was just like, I could sit here and say that the dress is ugly, but it didn't change how I felt about you. But for her, me saying that I don't like the dress, it influenced how I felt about her, the way she looked, the way, and that was nowhere near the case.
But that before he read the book.
And that's what I'm saying. Because you realize, like, after I start realizing it, and it was just like, and this was before I actually listened to it all the way through, but I realized and I had to go back and apologize and break down to her. For me, I'm like, what you're wearing has no bearing on how I feel about you, but it's just necessarily what you're wearing. But it's all about how you say things, and that's what made me think about it when it comes to that person's love language.
So yeah, you gotta think about, you have to think about so much more of the other person.
You do.
And it's so much more beneficial if you do it. If you take the time out, that shows that you care, and if you speak their love language, that shows that you care, and people are going to want to reciprocate. So I enjoyed it. I'm glad that the suggestion came up to really delve into it and have the conversation. We're going to see how we're going to break it up right here, but hopefully we get other people taking the test. That's what we want. And other people talking about it. Talk about it with your friends. Talk about it with your loved ones, all those who are in relationships.
And wives, there's something husbands, that you are that you're not completely understanding about, or you pulled your results and, you know, there's some questions that you have. Share them with us on the page. You can DM us. You don't have to put it on the Facebook page for it to be open to the public. But, you know, share those results with us. And, I mean, like you said, you have right now, you have four different people who have read it and have four different viewpoints on things. And we all have different love languages as our primary and secondary love language. So, you know, share those with us. If you have questions, you know, let us all talk about it, because the whole point of this is to be able to help all of us to be able to be better at displaying our love language, and also to be able to help you to be able to, you know, display the, find the love language of the people that you're really trying to, you know, be closer with in those relationships with. So, you know, share that, those results with us. We're always interested in hearing what you got to say.
Dr. Chapman was like, hey,
I want to just help 1,000 couples. So I think he did that. Hopefully.
Oh, he definitely helped more than 1,000 couples.
What you got?
And if you don't like reading, there's a it's on YouTube. You can look for it.
Yeah. Find the audio. We listen to
4 hours. It's and like 27 minutes.
Yep.
It's for free.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Enjoyed it. Hey, well, this is the Gentleman's Delegation. Your boy Q right here.
It's your boy Tez. Thank you for listening.
Your girl Rhea Benita.
Joe.
All right, cool. Follow us. Subscribe. Yes. Share us.
We're on Apple Music. We're on Google Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Yes. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook,
Snapchat.
We got a Snapchat now?
Yeah, we got Snapchat now.
Oh, yeah. I've been saying Snapchat forever. We finally got. Oh, I'm about to start snapping.
You know, I changed my Snapchat name.
Yeah,
to the delegation.
You know, but we'll have shirts.
We got a Twitter, and we're working on our merch.
We will have shirts.
We will
before the end of the year.
Yeah. So.
And we're working on a live event. Hey, everybody! So, if you're doing something, if you see a business from Atlanta or a small business, tag the Gentleman's Delegation.
So we can support all small businesses. We want to be able to help promote you promoting yourself. So let us help you.
Yeah. Shout out one small business. What y'all got?
Oh, man. One small business. Man, I ain't going to lie. I shouted him out last one, so I'm not going to shout him out this one. Man, I'm going to shout out somebody that follows, that loves us to death, that always posts. Our beautician, even though I don't have hair. We're going to shout out Nene.
Nene.
Yeah, we're going to shout out Nene.
That's my girl.
So she just moved her shop. We're going to tag her in it. Nene does hair.
Yes.
So
she does her thing.
Yeah, so. And we got a hashtag for it. It's UPod Business, unapologetically pursuing our dream business. So that's going to be the hashtag that we're going to go with on Monday. Yep. Everybody go around the table.
So for me, I will have to go ahead and shout out. My girl sitting right here to my left. Hey. So I'm going to shout her out. When I tell you, I've legit been looking at your page as far as like some of your like remodels work, that you've been doing. And it's been amazing.
Thank you.
So like I really had another podcast, another business that I was going to shout out. But like I looked at you and I had to shout you out first.
Thank you.
I had to shout you out.
Oh man, I appreciate the love. Yeah, you're
doing your thing.
I'm trying.
It's not trying. No. Did you not give
I think it might be
no
just
credit?
A little bit of skill. What
Yoda say?
Just a little bit of skill.
Yeah, but Yoda said, like, you know, there is no try. It's only
it's
do not, something
like
that.
You're doing it. Dude. It's not. Yeah, you're doing your thing. Another one I will give it out to shout out to Twisted Creations. Mm-hmm. They food, if y'all ain't following their page, their food
they
looks
do the,
amazing.
Desserts and stuff.
Yeah, they do the desserts, the Mitch Punch drink.
Yeah, they're doing that thing. Cool. So I want to shout them out. That was probably like one of my ones from Atlanta that I wanted to shout out. Joel, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Dang, that's
we look a little different.
He's like skinning.
Thank you.
Cause you shouted her out.
I did. I'm sorry.
So she don't need to talk about the business.
I don't. Wait,
when I shouted out your business,
okay. So who am I shouting out? Like I'm always gonna shout out DJ 100 Grand.
Hey, of course.
Really?
Yeah. You got to support the home team. Hey, real talk. He's probably one of the hottest DJs in Atlanta.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like self-taught. Like super.
Been in the business longer than 10 years.
Let me just have a moment.
Go ahead.
Very proud of him. Like I remember when he.
Your words of affirmation.
Yeah. Because I remember when he was like, I think I want a DJ, and I was like, huh. Come again, say what?
Oh, so
okay.
Before?
But no, that's but cool. But no, before. Because we went from like poetry, spoken word. That's how I met him.
Yeah.
He taught me
and
how
he
to really.
He is a bad poet.
A dope.
My
poet. If
he
you
helped,
have you
yes.
has have anybody listening? Have you heard Donald do spoken word? He's dope. Like literally one of the like he's gosh.
Yes.
This guy. This is why I
fell in love.
Like, really, and sticking it out with him, he's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so good at so many different things. And a lot of people know that, and that's why people love him. We call him Negropedia, because he just knows everything, like, literally. He knows, he's just got, he's just, like, a really, 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 really smart guy. Very, very talented. And so we went from spoken word to a lot of other things in between, but DJing is his side thing, and he's just dope.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, my brother screenshot me some people going back and forth talking about, like, okay, so I'm looking for a DJ. Who's the hottest DJ? Like, you know, Atlanta, whatever. And Donald's name just, like, kept popping up.
Hey,
yeah. He's dope. But the thing is, though, Donald is self-taught. Like, I remember when he bought that laptop, that computer, he taught himself. And for him to get where he is and not having, like, so he's at the point now where he's able to afford, like, better equipment and better this and better that, but he's been going a long time on the bare minimum. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's crazy. So
remember when he DJed, like, Nigga Day?
God, yeah, of course.
I'm just saying, like, that. I've known y'all for a long time.
You've known us. Yeah, that's why we get hugs. But yeah, so my shout out is DJ 100 Grand, and shout out to him because he's growing his business. He's making some moves. He's doing some different things coming up in 2020. Mm. So yeah,
I guess you can't spill the tea yet. We just gotta wait for it, right?
Yeah, no, it's gonna come. Okay. If he's quiet, then you'll know. But
we're gonna support. We're gonna support.
Very
definitely.
Proud of him.
Yeah,
proud of him.
Under what circumstances would you want to spill tea? I don't understand that phrase. Anyway, so
he is Anglo-Saxon people. Please forgive him.
Alice in Wonderland. Have you seen Alice in Wonderland? I'm sorry, I'm weird. That's my favorite movie.
He's eight.
No,
it's
about it is. Like, it's my favorite movie, though.
47%.
Okay.
So for mine, I am going to shout out a friend of mine has just started doing made to measure clothing. The business name is Alexander Carvel. That is Alexander. I'm not going to spell that. Carvel is Carvell. You can find him on Instagram, Alexander Carvel. He's doing suits, he's doing shirts, he's doing accessories. So,
is he $400 expensive?
So, no, hold on. What is he doing?
He's doing made to measure custom.
So, clothes. He is doing alterations on clothes. Or you have to order the clothing from him, made to measure, and then he, like, explain
yeah,
a little
I
bit.
Think it's more so I would much rather let him explain, but.
Okay. What do you know?
Because Joel fixes air conditioners. But,
sure. But Joel also said $400 suit.
Yeah.
So and below a hat.
Facts. Facts. Facts.
But no, so made to measure is basically you're going to get your measurements taken and then they're going to actually build
make
the
stuff.
Versus taking something off the shelf that is built
and going
for
to get it altered.
A random body type and then trying to get it altered to you.
Perfect.
That makes sense.
So
send me that page.
Those businesses, definitely. We're going to tag them. We're going to have them on there Monday.
Yes.
Any other people? Hey, if you got a business, I know we got a lot of business. We got Red Eye Travel. We have
Lady K Lachey. When I tell you her art is dope.
Okay.
There's a few events I actually want to
one business.
I don't
I
care.
You are she, your fourth.
No, that, wow. So there's only two.
You know.
And I hyped up a bunch. No, that's three.
But
okay.
Well, you know.
But my girl don't count. That,
yes, she do count. How she don't
First
count?
All,
she,
my business name is Rhea Spear Design.
You didn't even say the name.
Don't know. It's REA Spear. Designs. Yes.
I wanted her to come
and
in with
you
do count in that sense, but I'm just saying I didn't want them to count against me because I wanted to shout you out.
Oh, right, because I'm part of the podcast. Yes. I get it.
Oh yeah, yeah, but we still put it on Monday. We still put it on the Monday. She was the first thing this Monday, bro.
Every Monday. Ourselves, okay. Yeah. You by Nation.
Thank you. You know what it is.
Gentlemen, delegation.
You know what it is.
Hashtag
You
by Nation.
And Race for Designs always.
Yeah, there we go. So. Hey, appreciate y'all staying. For those who stay with us this long, hey, you know what you need to do. Subscribe, follow, share, and we're going to be out this piece.
And if there's any other topics that you have in mind that you would like us to talk about, let us know. You can message us, DM us, Snapchat us, tweet us.
Tweet.
We on the tweet now. I mean, no, we always been on tweet, but we on the Snapchat. Yeah. But just let us know, and we will go ahead and share your topic. We will discuss it and move forward. But thank you for listening.
So PSS, we out this thing.
We out. We out for real this time.